The number of tornadoes that touched down in Dodge County during last Thursday's severe storms continues to rise. Kevin Haugen reports.
The National Weather Service says a sixth twister was on the ground just north of Theresa. The EF1's path length was approximately 2.1 miles. The five other tornadoes in Dodge County included two EF2s in Mayville and Juneau and three EF1s in Lamira. Elsewhere around Wisconsin, an EF0 tornado was certified in the Sauk County village of Rock Springs, and an EFU was confirmed in Portage. The EFU, or EF unknown rating, is assigned to tornadoes that are observed or tracked, but no visible damage is found. The total number of confirmed tornadoes in the state of Wisconsin from last week's storms is 13, but officials with the National Weather Service say that it could increase. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
With road construction and summer travel season getting underway, Dodge County motorists are being urged to travel safely through work zones. According to the State Department of Transportation, more than 750,000 people will travel on Wisconsin roads this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected to be 1 to 9 p.m. Thursday, between noon and 8 p.m. on Friday, and from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday. While many road construction projects will pause over Memorial Day weekend, County Highway Commissioner Brian Field asked drivers to be aware when traveling near and through work zones.
We try very hard to give advance warning signs, message boards. We put them out as soon as we can with kind of a schedule as to when this road's going to be closed, make arrangements to either leave early or drive slower or choose a different route. Try to avoid it. It saves you the inconvenience of a one-lane closure or detour if you're aware of that in advance. So we do our best to give advance warning.
Motorists should be alert for lane shifts and reduced speed limits on Interstate 41 between Highway D in Fond du Lac and Highway 26 near Oshkosh. All lanes will remain open during daytime hours. A full list of road construction projects that may impact holiday weekend travel plans is available at dailydodge.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging off-road enthusiasts to earn their ATV-UTV safety certification. Any operator at least 12 years old and born on or after January 1, 1988, is required to complete a DNR-approved safety course and carry their proof of certification while riding. However, the DNR and safety officials recommend all operators brush up on their skills and knowledge by taking an approved course. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says ATV and UTV riders in the area need to be cautious while on busier roadways.
Listen, I would hate to have anybody, let alone any of our deputies, roll up on another one of these fatalities. It's no different than a traffic fatality with a vehicle. We roll up on these, and it's another family. It's another brother, another sister, another mother, father, friends that are losing a loved one.
In 2024 alone, 40 people died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. One of those fatalities occurred in Fox Lake in September. A new hotline will help you get in touch with Wisconsin's Aging and Disability Resource Centers. ADRCs help connect older adults and those with disabilities to supportive resources like health and social services, financial and employment assistance, transportation, and in-home care. Governor Tony Evers says ADRCs play a critical role as a bridge to support services for Wisconsinites who are aging or have a disability. Dodge County's ADRC's Elder Benefits Specialist, Amanda Higgins.
The state was doing this nationwide campaign just to let people know that these services and help is available. And if you're not quite sure where to contact in your county, most ADRCs are built into the human services. Some are standalone agencies. So with every county being slightly different, they just rolled out the statewide website.
A new searchable online resource can be found at findmyadrc.org, and the hotline number is 1-844-WIS-ADRC. It's now officially a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Terry Bell explains.
State Appeals Judge Chris Taylor announced Tuesday she's running to challenge incumbent Rebecca Bradley next spring. Wisconsin Supreme Court races have become more partisan and more expensive in recent years. The most recent race in April cost more than $100 million. That's the most expensive judicial election in American history. A Taylor-Bradley matchup would be another liberal versus conservative race, but this time liberals will maintain majority control no matter who wins. Terry Bell, WBEV News.
And finally, a proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Here's Ted Ehlin.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.